Track 9, and it's back to the news. Family walks 25 kilometres for lung disease awareness. A family whose lives have been devastated by a lung disease have raised more than £2,000 by completing an ultra challenge walk. Peter Farrell's wife Jane died in 2024 of pulmonary fibrosis, a terminal lung disease which affects 150,000 people in the UK. Now, Peter, who lives in Ogwell, his children and grandchildren have completed a 25-kilometre walk on the Gower, where he and Jane first met over 50 years ago. Some family members walked 10K, others walked 25K, while one ran the 25K distance. The £2,200 they have raised so far will be split between the Action for Pulmonary Fibrosis charity and the Torbay Patient Support Group, which Jane set up. As well as raising money, the family are keen to raise awareness of the incurable condition. Peter said, "Many thanks for all the support and donations received so far. There is currently no cure for the disease, but treatments can slow the rate of deterioration and manage symptoms." Jane was diagnosed in early 2023, and despite the condition, she responded with determination, optimism, and a desire to help others. Peter said following her diagnosis, she did all she could to foster awareness about the disease despite her deteriorating health. She volunteered for drug trials and started a support group for local patients with help from Torbay Hospital. "It's a more common and more deadly disease than many cancers, but most people have never heard of it." Jane became an active supporter of Action for Pulmonary Fibrosis and continued tirelessly until her death in 2024. Peter now continues to run the group, which provides support, information and companionship to families facing the devastating illness.
Climber rescued after fall at Haytor. A climber was rescued by members of Dartmoor Search and Rescue after falling 5 metres on Haytor. The call-out for the Ashburton team on Tuesday was to reports of an injured climber at Howell Quarry. The volunteers were quickly able to find and assess the casualty, who had a fracture and dislocation of his ankle following the fall, but he was otherwise in good spirits. A spokesman for the team said, "We transported the climber and his climbing partner back to Haytor car park in our Land Rover and handed over to the waiting ambulance crew. We hope to see the injured climber back on their feet and out climbing again soon."
Creepy crawlies and circus fun for end of term. Youngsters at a Newton Abbott primary school enjoyed fun-packed last day of term, complete with a visit from some creepy crawlies and learning circus skills. The children at All Saints Marsh C of E Academy celebrated the end of the summer term with a day full of hands-on activities. These included the chance to get up close and personal with various reptiles, amphibians and creepy crawlies, learning all about their habitats, characteristics and how they survive in the wild. The stars of the session were undoubtedly Hoppy, Jumpy and Skippy, three brother tree frogs who quickly became firm favourites among the children. Pupils were fascinated as they handled and observed the animals up close, gaining a deeper understanding and appreciation of the natural world. The event was made possible thanks to the school's PTFA, whose funding enabled pupils to access the enriching experiences. The day started with Lego workshops, where children became engineers and racers as they designed, built and tested their own motorised Lego vehicles. Working together, the children explored problem-solving, creativity and teamwork before putting their creations to the test on the racetrack. The excitement continued with a thrilling circus skills workshop, where children learnt how to juggle, balance feathers, spin plates and master a range of other circus techniques. Throughout the day, children were fully engaged and enthusiastic, embracing every opportunity to try something new and create lasting memories with their friends. Head teacher Liam O'Sullivan said, "What a fantastic way to end the school year."
Drones to take flight over Ashburton. Ashburton residents who spot drones flying overhead early next month need not be alarmed. It's not a surveillance exercise. It's to assess the condition of the town hall's roof and bell tower to see what repairs might be needed. In a social media post, Ashburton Town Council said, "While the drone is in use, we may also capture footage of the town and its public spaces for use in council communications and promotional materials. The drone is not intended to film people or private property, and every effort will be made to avoid capturing them. Any images or footage containing identifiable individuals that are not required for these purposes will not be retained. The drone filming is due to take place during the week starting Monday, the 4th of August."
Councillor honoured for 50 years of service. A celebration evening in Moreton Hampstead honoured the long service of a retained firefighter, a district councillor, a parish councillor, a school governor, and a member of the Dartmoor National Park Authority. Unusually, they were all the same person. Mike Jeffrey has notched up 50 continuous years as a Moreton Hampstead parish councillor, having joined in 1976. One of his early achievements was helping to build the town's swimming pool in 1981 to 1982, working alongside local volunteers, including his father. At the time, he was already an on-call firefighter, having joined the service in 1961, and continued helping to provide emergency fire and rescue cover in the rural Dartmoor area until 1998. Councillor Jeffrey was a member of the Teambridge Rural Aid Committee from 1974 to 2004, helping to ensure that council funds reached small parishes in the area. In 1978, he became a governor of Moreton Hampstead Primary School, remaining on the board for 40 years. In 1999, he was appointed to the Dartmoor National Park Authority, a role he continued in for 20 years. Also, in 1999, he became a Teambridge District Councillor, serving until 2023. But he claimed he'd never felt there were too many demands on his time. "I like to keep busy," he said. Past and present councillors had gathered to celebrate his long service, along with friends and colleagues from a host of local organisations. There was a slideshow of photos from his many past roles provided by his wife, who had secretly been helping with the plans. He was presented with a commemorative plate created by artist Michael Edwards and potter Penny Simpson.